Hello, good morning. Welcome to Murray Grace Fellowship. Pastor Vic here from the northeast of Scotland. It's a glorious day, great day to get together and gather around God's word and build each other up and encourage each other. So welcome. Good to see a few of you joining already this wonderful morning. Thank you for coming along to Murray Grace Fellowship. Hopefully, this is the last week that we'll be meeting here. I really am hopeful that next week we'll be back in our building over in Langbride, where we'll be able to meet face to face. We will, however, still be broadcasting our message live on these platforms. So if you're not local or you can't get along to Langbride, don't worry. We'll still be here. We'll still be broadcasting our messages live on a Sunday morning. I also plan to keep going our online meetings through the week. So the Mondays, Thursdays, Saturdays, although it's slightly different this week. So keep a lookout for that. We're still going to keep our presence online. We've made some great friends with people that are joining us that don't come on a Sunday morning to church. So we're going to keep those going. So, hallelujah. So, welcome. Really good to see you on this great day. Hallelujah, Father. I thank you that we're here. I thank you that we're coming together to focus on you, Father. Coming together to glorify your name. Coming together to gather around your scriptures. To focus on your Son in communion. To thank you for all the goodness that you've given us by giving back to you. So, we thank you for all that we're going to do this morning, Father. Thank you that you are a good, good Father. Thank you that you have provided everything for us and provided all we need. So we love you, we praise you, and we thank you for this morning. In the precious name of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. So most of you by now will know that I like to start a Sunday morning with a psalm. So I'm going to read Psalm 23. Now you might think, oh, why are you reading that? Because you're going to be preaching on it later. Well, I'm actually moving away from Psalm 23 just for a week. So I thought I'd read it at the start instead. So let's start with a psalm. Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. Hallelujah. What an encouraging passage of scripture for the born-again believer. A passage of scripture that is all about what we have under the new covenant. Here, yes, David wrote it under the old covenant, but it's a promise for us under the new, what we have. It's awesome. And I have been working my way through that, and I will start again on it next week. Hallelujah. So, what are we going to do this morning? Well, we are going to have our message. We're going to have the word. We'll then pray over an offering, and then we'll finish with communion. So what's turned into in this last unusual 12 months, our normal Sunday service. But praise God, hallelujah, hopefully we'll be back in the hall next week. Yes, there's still going to be a few restrictions, you know, we won't have food or coffees, you'll have to take your own communion, be socially distanced and all that stuff. But we're coming out of this, folks. We'll be back to a sense of normality real soon. And we'll be helped with that next Sunday when we're all together, or for those of us that can, when we're together in Langbride. Hallelujah. I look forward to seeing you there. But back to today. So let's start with a word. Hallelujah. Father, I thank you so much for your word. I thank you for the scriptures. I thank you for the truth that we can look to every single day. Thank you, Father, that if we look in your word, we can know that it's you talking directly to us. Hallelujah. Father, I thank you that we can hear you anytime we wish, simply by opening the books of the Word, opening the pages of the Word. Hallelujah. So thank you for these truths. Thank you for these seeds we're about to plant in our hearts. Thank you that they have been designed to grow in the ground of our hearts, designed to produce fruit. So in accordance with scriptures, I speak out understanding in the mighty name of Jesus. Understanding so that his seeds are not stolen. Understanding so that it will start the process of germinating and process of growing good fruit in our lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Awesome. I'm taking a wee detour this week. I will be coming back to my series about you being a whosoever and back to Psalm 23 next week. But I want to talk about a passage that has been exciting me for a week or so now. I told you I kind of know what I'm going to be preaching on a week by week basis. And I like spending the week just meditating on a passage and seeing in my head what's happening and trying to picture what's happening to get a better understanding. And this passage has been really exciting me this week. It's a passage that Michelle spoke about in a recent Saturday morning communion. And it just as soon as she started talking, it just sparked my attention and had me hooked. And as I looked through this passage, I just saw some wonderful truths, some great pictures, and saw a passage that was all about the importance of identity, about what we identify with, about how we identify ourselves. And it's a passage that talks about the power of attitude, the power of how we think. So I want to share that this morning, and then I'll carry on with my Whosoever series next week. So turn with me to Mark 10, and I'm going to read verse 46 to verse 42. So Mark 10, 46. And they came to Jericho, and as he went out of Jericho with his disciples and a great number of people, blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, sat by the highway side begging. And when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. And many charged him that he should hold his peace. But he cried the more a great deal, thou son of David, have mercy on me. And Jesus stood still and commanded him to be called. And they called the blind man, saying unto him, be of good comfort, rise, he calleth thee. And he, casting away his garment, rose and came to Jesus. And Jesus answered and said unto him, what wilt thou that I should do unto thee? The blind man said unto him, Lord, that I might receive my sight. And Jesus said unto him, go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole. And immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus in the way. Awesome. Now, this passage has really been exciting me this week. Now, a few of you have been saying, you know, Vic, we can see how excited you are now because you're preaching standing up. I used to preach here sitting down, it wasn't the same. So people can see when I'm excited. I think you're going to see that I'm excited today. This has just been blowing my mind as I've been mulling it over and meditating on it. So I've been imagining this scene in my head, but also thinking about this encounter as a picture. What is it a picture of? What's it a metaphor of? What is it telling us today? What can we implement in our lives? And that's just been awesome. Powerful picture, as I said, of identity and attitude. And as I started looking through this passage again and again and again, there was three short phrases that really stuck out to me, showing me that this is all about identity and the importance of identity in terms of how we identify, what we identify with, who we identify with. There's so much in the press, social media about identity, gender identity and things like that. But this kind of identity that I'm going to talk about today is far more important than anything that we're seeing in the news or social media. This is something we really need to be aware of as born-again believers. Okay, so calm down a bit, Vic. What's going on in this encounter? Because that's what this is. This is an encounter of a man with Jesus. An encounter with Jesus that changed this man's life. Amen. We see Jesus and his disciples leaving Jericho, probably a big entourage, lots of crowds all about, and a blind beggar sitting by the side of the road. And he hears this is Jesus, and he shouts to him, and he's kind of shouted down. But oh no, he shouts again. And Jesus hears him. Come on. So they say, oh, there, yeah, you know, Jesus is saying, come along, so on you go. So this man comes to Jesus, and he is healed from the blindness. And you might say, well, what's this got to do? We ask, what's this got to do with identity? I see it's an account about healing, but this primarily is not an account about healing. This is an account about identity. You see, the first thing that struck me was the way that the man was described in Scripture. It doesn't just say Bartimaeus. It says blind Bartimaeus, son of Timaeus. He had an identifier in front of his name that was associated with him. And he also had a history, a past experience that was associated with him as well. Just by the way it's written here, blind Bartimaeus, son of Timaeus, he had his identity written all over him. He was not Bartimaeus who was blind. He was blind Bartimaeus. And that struck me as really important. He was identified by his blindness. He was identified by his illness. That was his identity. Was that what others called him as well? Was that what he called himself? Was that what he thought about himself when he woke up every day? I am blind Bartimaeus. Did he, above all other things, identify with his blindness? And he had a past, he had a history associated with himself as well. He's called Bartimaeus, or son of Timaeus, which means, listen to this, son of the unclean. Now, you probably know as well as I do that back then, when the scriptures were written, that illness, blindness, was seen by most people as a sign of sin. Either his sin or his parents' sin. You remember Jesus was asked that question. Whose sin has caused this? In another account. So, was that how Bartimaeus was seeing himself as well? As someone who was blind because of his sin, his past, or blind because of his parents' sin, his parents' past? Was he resentful of his parents or whoever in the past had caused him to be blind? Was he just resentful about himself and what he'd done? What in the past, what going on in his head, what in the past had caused this blindness? What had I done for this to fall upon me? See, what I see is Bartimaeus identifying with with past sins and present circumstances. Now you may think, well, Vic, why could you say that? Why do you think that? And I'll tell you why. Because that is what I see believers in the church today doing. Focusing on past sins. identifying with past sins, feeling a sense of how their low self-worth and not being able to forgive themselves for past mistakes, dragging around that sin with them and identifying with it, continually thinking about it, talking about it, and then also identifying with current circumstances. Now, I'm not saying we ignore current realities, ignore current facts, but I've told you often enough that current facts and current realities that we're living through are not necessarily truths, not necessarily biblical truths. For instance, a believer could still be suffering from some kind of addiction. That could be their current fact, their current reality. But the truth that in their spirit they've been delivered from all addictions through Jesus, and that you can see that truth from your spirit being manifest in the flesh and in your mind and in your life. See, the truth is, every believer in their spirit is righteous, is perfect, is a child of God. Even as their flesh is held in bondage to, say, nicotine or alcohol. Now, just in case you're feeling quite smug, you could also be addicted to caffeine, to sugar, to mobile phones. But what's really important in this scenario is, how does a believer identify? What do they think about themselves? Do they believe the current facts, I am an addict? Or do they believe the current truth, I am righteous? And the truth, it's not just current, it's forever. I am righteous, I am holy, I am pure, I am perfect. Do they believe in that? Or the current facts, realities, I'm an addict, I'm a loser, I'm sick, I'm poor. It's all about identity. I remember as a kid in Avis, there was two guys, both called Sandy Arbuthnot, father and son, and they were universally known as Young Sandy and Al Sandy. Everyone knew them in this way. So it's just like back then when I think Bartimaeus was known as Blind Bartimaeus. He was identified by his blindness. Back when I was a kid, Al Sandy, Young Sandy were identified by their age. I remember in the village as well being introduced as Young Vic whenever my dad was there. And then it was, this is Vic, Val's dad, Lisa's dad, Jay's dad. Now I'm identified as someone else. This is Vic, Lydia's granddad. Identity is important. I also remember a time in our house church when a sister picked up on me saying, my asthma. And boy, she tore into me. We talk about that in church circles quite often. How Diane just tore into me. It's not your asthma. It's really, really quite funny when I think about it. But in hindsight, I was identifying with asthma in my younger life. Not an issue for me anymore. Healed, amen, hallelujah. That's my true identity. A healed saint, a prosperous saint, a righteous saint, amen. Asthma's got no place. How we identify is vital for our life. What we think of and about ourselves directs the way our lives go. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. Proverbs 23 verse 7 is an axiomatic scripture that we use here at Murray Grace Fellowship. If you think asthma, say asthma, you're more likely to manifest symptoms than be healed. If you think and talk healing, think and talk about the finished work of Jesus Christ, think and talk about his atonement, think and talk about the great exchanges that took place on the cross, read and focus healing scriptures, you have more chance of manifesting that healing. Amen. I was sitting at my desk a few weeks ago, I was about to give a presentation, a work presentation, about to give a presentation to about 200 people from across the globe. And it was coming to my turn to speak. I was about to switch on my, unmute myself, as you have to do these days, switch on my camera, and I was about to take control of the meeting and launch into my presentation. And I started to get really nervous and really worried about how this presentation was going to go. So I started changing the way I thought, started speaking to myself while I was still on mute, obviously. Telling myself, Vic, you've done this before. Vic, you are good at this. In fact, you are very good at this. In fact, Vic, you are the best in the world in your field. And I was thinking about being confident and giving a good presentation, thinking that this will be great. And not being arrogant, but hey, I was. And it was a great presentation. What we think, how we think about ourselves, what we identify with is key in our lives. So blind Bartimaeus, son of Timaeus, is an important section. Then another phrase jumped out at me. Verse 50 said, this is after Jesus had shouted him, said, and he, casting away his garment, rose and came to Jesus. And this verse just became alive in my spirit. Oh, it was so good. It really caught my attention when I saw it. And the thought came to my mind, okay, yeah, I can see him. I can see him throwing off that dirty, ripped cloak. But what else was he throwing off? What metaphorically was he casting off? And I just felt this excitement, needing to find out. Now, I read a while ago, that back in those days, you could identify people's groupings by their outer garments. It's a bit like today, you know, when you see uniforms and other people's uniforms. You know, you can say, oh, a policeman, fireman, postman. Oh, he kind of looks like something important, a lawyer, you know, someone like that. You can identify people sometimes by their clothing, by their outer garments. But back then, when this was written, you knew a Pharisee by his cloak. You knew a Sadducee by his cloak. You knew a leper. You knew a beggar by their cloaks, through their outer garments. And when I pictured this and saw Bartimaeus throwing off his cloak, yes, you could say, well, maybe he's casting off his identity as a beggar, so he looks slightly better when he comes to Jesus. But it is so much more than this. I see this as symbolic of him casting off so much more, throwing off his identity of blindness, throwing off his identity as son of the unclean, casting away his past and its sins and mistakes, casting away his present reality, and moving, getting ready to put on, getting ready to wear a new identity, his new identity, his new future, where his identity is in Jesus, with Jesus and through Jesus. This is awesome. See, Jesus came to bring life and life in abundance. John 10:10, read it, one of my favourite scriptures. And I see verse 50, and he, casting away his garment, rose and came to Jesus. I see that as Bartimaeus stepping out of his past, Bartimaeus stepping out of his present, and Bartimaeus stepping into an awesome new future with Jesus Christ. Awesome future of abundance that Jesus came to provide. Bartimaeus moving from his present frailties into future strength. Awesome. And in this case, it was moving from blindness to having sight. Bartimaeus moving from one state of being into another, and the way I see it, one state of thought into another, one mindset into another, one identity into another identity provided by Jesus. He cast off one set of garments, ready to put on a new, better set of garments from Jesus Christ. And as I was picturing that, I thought about Ephesians. Because we are New Covenant saints. Does it say anything about this under the New Covenant? Ephesians 4:22 says, that ye put off concerning the former conversation the old man, which is corrupt according to the deceitful lusts, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind. Change your mindset, change your identity, that ye put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. I see this as a New Covenant believer being told, stop identifying with that old man. That old man is dead. He's gone. It's been circumcised. It's been cut off, that old spirit, that old man. It's dead. It's gone. Stop identifying with that. Stop putting that on. But instead, renew your mind. Have a new mindset. Change your identity and put on a new identity that's created in righteousness and true holiness. This is exciting. And this is New Covenant truths, my friend. Bartimaeus is a picture of what we can be doing under the New Covenant. In my mind, I saw Bartimaeus just ripping off that old, putting off the old, and putting on the new. This says stop identifying with your old man, with your old sin nature, because that's dead. Identify with the new nature that's righteous. Take off that old, put on that new. New mindset, new thoughts, new identity. Okay, so what is his new identity? Mark 10:51. And Jesus answered and said unto him, what wilt thou that I should do unto thee? The blind man said unto him, Lord, now listen very carefully to this. What does Bartimaeus say? That I might receive my sight. I might receive my sight. That's what he said. He didn't just say, I want to see. He didn't just say, I want sight. He said, my sight. Awesome. He identified with being able to see. He personified it. He took it as his. This is my sight. I am stepping out. I am casting off that blindness. And I am coming to Jesus to receive my sight. And this, I feel, is hugely significant. Up until then, blind Bartimaeus, son of Timaeus, identifying with his past and his present circumstances. He needed to identify with a new future, a good future, a future provided by Jesus, in this case, healing. And then Jesus came along and boom, life changed. Why did it change? Because Bartimaeus knew who Jesus was. Mark 10:47. And when he had heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. What's he saying there? He's saying, Jesus, Messiah. He's saying, Jesus, healer. He knows Jesus as the Messiah. He knows Jesus as the healer. Jesus is well into his ministry by this point. News about him would have been spreading. Had Bartimaeus heard about him, believed what he had been hearing? Bartimaeus is told later by Jesus, go thy way, thy faith had made thee whole. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of Christos. Bartimaeus had heard words about Jesus, of Jesus. That brought him faith. Bartimaeus shouts out to get Jesus' attention. People say, oh, shut up, just pipe down. But he shouts again, louder this time. And I love the way the King James says, he cried the more a great deal. He wasn't going to give up. He wasn't going to give in. He cried even more. Louder he shouts this time. Did not give in, did not give up. I'm just kind of scratching the surface with Bartimaeus this morning. I'm talking about identity. But there's so much more we can learn about Bartimaeus, maybe in another lesson. We can learn about not giving up, even in the face of discouragement. Keep shouting. We can learn to be assertive and not passive in our walk with the Lord. We can learn to use what we have instead of moaning about what we don't have. You see, Bartimaeus could not see Jesus, but he heard him instead. I like to say we can use what we have in our hands rather than complaining about what we don't have. Lots of things to learn. Anyway, he cast off the present. He cast off the past, and he identified with the new, the future, the possibility through Jesus to have his sight. I might receive my sight. Wonderful. And he was healed. And he followed Jesus. Perfect ending, amen. He spoke out his healing. Spoke out what Jesus had already provided for him. He identified with Jesus and what Jesus had done, and that was life-changing. He had a change in mindset and thoughts and identity, and that changed his life. And this is a picture of what we have under the new covenant. Well, we have it better. Ephesians 1:3 says, we have all spiritual blessings. 2 Peter 1:3 says, we have all we need for life and godliness. So we can talk the way Bartimaeus did. We can say, my healing. We can say, my prosperity, my peace, my joy. Why? Because Jesus has already given us these, and we already have them in our spirit. So they are ours. John 10:10, I'm going to use that again, talks about the enemy coming to steal, to kill, and to destroy. He can only steal what we own. He can only kill what is alive. And he can only destroy what is currently in existence. We already have it. Bartimaeus could say, my sight, even when he was blind. We can say, my healing, when we're sick in pain. We can say, my prosperity, when we're in lack. Why? Because in the Spirit, as New Covenant believers, we already have these things. With the appropriate attitude, thoughts, words, believing in our identity in him, we can see them in our flesh. Little addition to 2 Peter 1:3 is we have all we need for life and godliness, yes, through the knowledge of him who hath called us to glory and virtue. That's the knowledge of Jesus Christ. This metaphor, this picture that we see, the encounter of Bartimaeus with Jesus, is relevant for every single one of us today. Very important, in fact, pointing out the importance of identity, what or who we identify with. But we can also be encouraged that we're living under a new covenant, one that's better than Bartimaeus. Bartimaeus knew what Jesus could do in terms of healing him. We know what Jesus has already done. We don't need to wonder if Jesus will heal. We know he has healed. We don't need to wonder if he wants us to prosper. We know he wants us to prosper. Above all things, 3 John 2 says, above all things, he wants us to prosper and be in health. Guys, is there a part of your life this morning that you're identifying with that is not good for you? Wrong thinking, in other words. Is there something in your past or something in your present that you're identifying with that is not godly, that is unbiblical, like an illness, like a weakness, a state of mind that is not in line with being a child of God? Do you have part of your current identity that you need to cast off, that you need to throw away? To identify with Jesus, who he is, what he has done for you. Identify with the great exchanges that took place on the cross. Awesome. Bartimaeus was identifying with his past mistakes or his parents' past mistakes and with his current blindness. He met Jesus and he cast off those old attitudes, those old mindsets, as he knew Jesus was his healer, Jesus the Messiah. And he identified with what Jesus could do, and he identified with his sight instead. And he was healed. Awesome. Awesome. Guys, I want you to close your eyes. We're going to close. Just close your eyes right now. Where you are, sitting at home. You know, you're at home. Nobody can see you. You're not in church or in a church building. Close your eyes. Can you see what you're identifying with this morning that you should be having nothing to do with? It should be getting no time in your mind. Something you need to change your identity with. Something you need to change your mindset over. Could be depression, could be asthma, could be diabetes, could be lack, could be want, could be backache, could be whatever. See that illness, see that weakness, see that lack as a cloak covering you. And then stand up and see yourself casting it off. See yourself stopping identifying with that thing. And see Jesus there. With the thing that you need already in his hand, already provided, or just there waiting for you. Healing, abundance, peace of mind, joy, acceptance, whatever. It's there. Identify with what Jesus has already done for you. And see that illness gone. See that lack met. See yourself in health and abundance. See the abundance of Jesus operating in your life. See, remember, what you need you already have in your spirit. You have all spiritual blessings. You have all you need for life and godliness through the knowledge of him. Change your identity and change your life. Claim what you need. See it as yours. Take it. Amen. More on that next week as we look about the table that the Lord has provided for us. Amen. Hallelujah. Awesome.